possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
That just made my day.
What made your day?
The lottery. We're back.
We're back
in a pool.
We're back.
I love it.
Powerball Pete came to the rescue.
I missed it. I really have.
I owe you $10. Thank you for...
Okay. Not a problem.
Yeah,
not a problem.
You, thank you very much. Yeah.
Just remember, if we hit the big jackpot, I loaned you that $10. So the kickback on the back end should be really big.
No, that was never the agreement.
I'm just saying.
You just put saying. Your own.
You're
How
in.
Many people are in it, I wonder?
I don't know, but I'm just glad it's back.
By the way, 643...
Spadil, did you realize it's back? You weren't in here. Are you in?
No, Pete didn't even come in and talk to me.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
He just walked right down the hallway.
Wow.
That would suck if we all won and you lose.
You'd give me a little bit, wouldn't you?
No.
No.
Oh,
no.
Probably not.
We got to split it with everyone else.
$643 million, or this is depressing, the cash value is $290 million.
Oh, how can that be?
The only people that win is the government.
The man.
Right? All right, couple of things. First of all, this Biggest Loser, I'm looking more into it. I don't like Jillian Michaels on the Biggest Loser Netflix show. She's really a mean person. But I have to say, she does have the receipts. I just looked at some email that she had, and I will tell you that Bob, that guy, did know that she was going to give people caffeine pills.
Boom.
And the executive producer knew as well. So,
yep.
Yeah. So
now she can move forward with a lawsuit if they make her look bad. And like that she
bad.
Was sneaking this in there. Nobody had a clue.
It did say that. I watched all three episodes. They did say
okay.
that they had
sue
no
him.
Idea.
Yeah. If so. I'm her, I sue them.
So, and it made her look horrible. I have to admit, it made her look really bad. So anyway, it's on Netflix if you want to grab it. It's three episodes. Pretty easy to watch because it's only like 30 minutes each. I don't know what happens. I just get so burnt out on trying to Netflix and chill, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For hours and hours just sitting there, it just makes me crazy.
Just rotting on your couch.
I feel horrible about myself, so I like those that are only like 30 minutes, you know?
Yep.
And then they're like, okay.
I got you.
Kanye West, I didn't know this, but did you know a while back he said that John Legend smells like mashed potatoes?
What?
Is that garlic potatoes?
He just said mashed potatoes. I don't know what kind.
Well, there is a difference.
There
Look,
is, yeah.
I'm a cook. You know that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do garlic potatoes.
You can do cheddar cheese.
Cheddar cheese potatoes.
You can do twice
baked. I'd like
baked.
To know.
Yeah, you can do all kinds of mashed potatoes. I guess twice baked is not a mashed. But anyway, Kanye West says that everybody should know that John Legend smells like mashed potatoes. That is just not very nice.
I'll bet you Kanye smells like something, though.
Ugh.
All that stuff that he wears, you know, he puts on those plastic bags over his body.
Yeah.
He's got to have a little odor going on, too.
Ooh.
You would think.
Hey, how much do we think that Post Malone got paid by Kim Kardashian to walk around in male Skims?
A ton of money.
This is so... I haven't seen this one. It's not cool. I like Post Malone, but now I don't like him because he's wearing these camouflage Skims. I guess Kim Kardashian has just come out with male Skims, right? And so her poster boy is Post Malone, and he's riding a horse.
He even had like a jumpsuit. He had a jumpsuit with a sweatshirt and matching pants.
He's fly fishing.
This is a bad move.
It is a bad move.
Post. I blame Post. I don't blame her. He's got plenty of money. There's no money that should be able to buy him for something like this. I mean that's a move that Lance Bass makes. Not you, Post Malone.
Not Posty.
No.
Not our Posty.
No, man, you're smoking cigarettes, drinking whiskey on stage. You're in those nightclubs in Nashville. You got a reputation. You got to hold up. You can't be in Skims.
He said everybody's wearing Skims. He said that from atop a horse.
No, we're not. We're not all wearing Skims.
Oh, my God.
He sold himself out, didn't he?
He did. That's why I was wondering, how much did he take for this? Because I don't know if this is so... I mean, she must have offered him ridiculous amounts of money to do this. That's all I can figure out. Where he was like, I got to take it. I'd be an idiot not to.
Somebody like Blake Shelton, for an example, probably called him up and said, hey, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You can't do that.
What do we think of 50 million?
Ooh.
Maybe a billion.
I bet she gave him $50 million.
I'd say 50 is a pretty good number. That'd be hard to turn down.
If it was 50 and you're Post Malone, you'd take it.
For one day of work?
Yeah.
Not me.
It's your image.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my image. Yeah. I can't sell out.
Well, and he has horrible nipples.
Yeah.
He does. Did you see them?
Yeah.
They're horrible nipples. I don't like those kind of nipples. They have like fat behind them and they're like pudgy nipples.
He owns them though. He
does. You know what I mean? Like I like flat, hard nipples on a man.
Like these?
No.
These? Look at this.
You have like posty nipples. You know, like they're fatty. They're fatty.
They're fatty?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. They're not a fan of us. Anyway, I don't know what he paid or what she paid him, but
Does she own Skims?
Yeah.
Outright?
Yeah. That's why it's Skim and Skinny or
she
something.
She even did a deal with the NFL.
Yeah.
NFL's sporting Skims now, too. NBA.
So disappointing. She just makes more money and more money and more
she
money.
She does.
More money, more money. More
Have you
money.
Ever tried the Skims?
No, but I've seen a lot of really funny TikTok videos where people get them. And they're so tight because they hold in your fat, right? That's what they're for. They're like, what's the OG one? Anyway,
Spanx?
Spanx, yeah. Thank you. Oh, good job,
Spanx. Good boy, Fidel. Man, that was quick. You keep me right in there.
Do you have some Spanx?
I have a pair at home. They're torn up now, though. Kind of old.
You ripped them out?
Yeah.
You had Spanx?
No.
What?
I didn't have any.
Were they your uncles?
I just knew it from like commercials.
Yeah.
I thought you said you had some at the house.
I thought he did too.
Yeah, that's what you said. You said I have some at home.
And then he said you ripped them out. And you said yeah.
That was weird.
That was so weird.
Yeah. Crazy.
I don't know. All right. Anyway, going back. They hold your fat in. That's what they do. They hold all your fat in. Yeah. So and now they're for men.
No kidding.
Yeah. That's what he's doing.
Why do you keep looking at me? Will you please quit staring at me?
Well,
you can move on to your next story.
I was getting ready to say
something. Move on. Folks, here's what's going on here in the studio. She's staring at me and leaning into me.
No,
like,
I'm just saying.
They're now for men.
They
hold your fat in.
They do.
They're now for
men. They have for
men. As she looks at me.
I was just saying.
And winks.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, you know, they make them for men now. Anyway, I have seen the TikTok videos, and there's one lady got trapped in them, and it was over her head with her arm like this.
Oh, no.
And she had to call her husband. She couldn't get out of it because they're so tight. Yeah. They're so tight. She was just, She was crying. Anyway, we should roll some over you.
No.
You do have to roll them. No, listen. They're so tight that they roll up. And you have to roll them down. Like you have to,
my God.
Yeah.
That just doesn't sound very comfortable to me.
Yeah, it's not.
I mean, I think I could pull one of those off for a bar bingo or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For a one-time outing, just have that look.
Should I get you a pair?
I couldn't do it daily.
Should I get you a pair?
Yeah, next bar bingo. Let's do it.
Oh, let's do it because remember those butt-lifting ones I got you? Everybody loved those.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
the yoga pants come
They were a hit.
They were a hit.
Mm-hmm.
They were great. All right, anyway, what else did I want? Post Malone, I did that one. Kanye, I did that one. There was something else that I'd circled that I want to talk about. There's going to be a really cool show that comes out. It's called The Amanda Knox Story, Search for the Truth. It's The Amanda Knox Story told in her own words. Remember, she was in Italy with her boyfriend, and he ended up getting killed, and then they said she did it. You guys remember that story?
Yeah.
And it was more than him. It was somebody else, too. There were two other people, I think, that were killed also.
I think you're right. His girlfriend or something. Yeah.
And she got accused of it. She spent a lot of time in jail over there.
Yeah. So you're right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's it's going to be on ABC. It's going to be Friday night. And it's also on Hulu and Disney Plus. And it's told from her side of the story.
You know, and that would be worth watching simply because, first of all, I love crime stories.
I know you do.
That. Okay.
Yeah.
And second of all, it happened so long ago, there's a lot of things that are missing in my head. I don't remember a lot of it, you know?
Yeah.
So it'd be a great refresher on this particular... And she was found not guilty eventually, right? Because she was sent back to the U.S.
Yeah, she was acquitted or something.
And it happened in 2007.
And then finally, you are not wrong about those Pokemon cards being addictive.
Yep.
Isn't your son addicted to them?
Jamie, we cannot go to King Supers without hitting that machine. And people are literally fighting. They're fighting in line over these things.
That's so weird. I've never even heard of them.
I saw a video yesterday. There's these two guys. They show up at one of these. Have you seen the machine?
No.
They're massive.
Oh, they're huge. They're huge. I mean, they're wide and they're tall. And all they have is Pokemon on them, okay?
Yeah.
And these two guys arrive at the same time and get in a fist fight over them.
Really?
And they're in their 40s at least.
That seems so crazy.
And they're getting them for their kids, but the Frog loves them.
Well,
loves
a guy, reason why I bring it up, an Iowa man was sentenced to 4 months in federal prison on wire fraud because he used his company credit card to buy $140,000 worth of Pokemon cards. $140,000 worth of Pokemon cards? What do you do with them?
I don't get it.
People just collect them like baseball cards.
But he's going to jail for 4 months and uses the company card.
Yeah, it's insane. I don't understand why you do that. But if you buy some of the older ones, even like a booster pack that's like 10 years old, they're worth like $500.
To
it's
who?
Crazy.
Is it?
That's just what the market is. Yeah.
But, I mean, is it really, or is it like that thing where we look at an eBay and nobody's bought it?
No, people are actually buying it for that much. I promise you.
Are they really rare, those cards? I mean, for example, I probably have, I'm going to guess, 400 or 500 cards.
What?
At the house.
If you have like the full art cards, because I think you probably have the newer ones.
How much would that be?
The cards?
Yeah, how much were they each?
Well, for a 10-pack, I think they're $5.
$5 to $8.
$5 to $8.
When I buy 500 of them?
I probably have... Well, now some of them are left over from my other kids, from the kids earlier, because they've been out for a while.
Those are the ones you should be looking at, dude. Those might be worth a lot. Like, if you have like a Charizard or something like that.
I have a Ben that's full of them from the kids before this latest craze.
My kid never got into Pokemon. I don't even know what they are, honestly.
Well, now they're just like Pokemon, short for Pocket Monster. So, but you can play a card game.
I've had one of those before. Yeah.
You're a Pocket Monster.
I definitely know what that is.
I didn't know that's what it stood for.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Wow.
I'm hanging on to 500 cards, and I didn't even know what it stood for. Man, I'm an idiot.
No, you're not, because
I've never...
Well, that part.
I mean, just, it's ridiculous, Jamie.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of cards.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to buy, like, 100 cards to get one that might be worth $10.
Yeah, you got to buy a lot of booster packs.
A lot.
Yeah, it's like you're gambling.
Yeah.
It's basically what it is.
With a 7-year-old.
Oh, well.
Then he's picking the cards.
Yeah. Was it YOLO?
Yeah.
If you bring them in, though, I'll look at them for you and tell you what you got.
Oh, yeah. Which means I'll take them.
Yeah.
Well, right. I'll help you sell them.
And I'll look at your Pocket Monster.
All right, you're done.
Yeah, I'm done. There you go.
DJ and Jamie.
I got to tell you, I am tickled that our Powerball pool is back again.
Tickled?
I just feel like we're going to, you know, I've always said, somebody, somewhere, a group that's in our business, and today is National Radio Day. What a great day to win.
But what a great day,
The stars are aligning, if you think about it, right? But somebody's going to win one day, one of these office pools.
You're a very peculiar guy.
What do you mean?
Well, I was telling you about this tick. Schmidl has mentioned it before, but I guess in the Hamptons, all these people have gotten to go have have become vegan, not because they wanted to, but because they had to, because there was a tick outbreak, and it's the Lone Star tick, and if it bites you, you become allergic to meat and to milk and cheese and all this stuff, and you get violently sick. You have to go to the ER.
No
and
kidding.
It's really, really
bad. That's not good.
It's one of my phobias.
Yeah.
It's getting bit by that tick.
Right?
Yeah, because I love all that
stuff. Do we have them here?
Not in Colorado, no, okay, thank good. God.
Oh, no Lone good. Star tick?
Not here.
So all these Hamptons people are suffering from this, and I was just like, gosh, even cheese, I love cheese. And then BJ, on the Bible, this is how this went down, and he goes, you know, that's funny that you bring up cheese. I'm like, yeah? And he's like, you know, I sat in the grocery store for about 20 minutes yesterday just looking at cheeses, all the cheese.
And the history of cheese.
And the history of cheese. I picked up the little cards. It was like I was in a museum of cheese. I'm like, what are you talking about? And you're like, no, Jamie, it's fascinating. Cheese is fascinating. I mean, think about it. It ages all these years and then we eat it and it's really just a fungus. Oh,
this,
my God.
On the Bible, this happened.
Yes. Yeah. Forever. 20 minutes.
Are you guys done?
20 minutes in a grocery store just staring at look, cheese.
Look, there are simple things in life that can be very fascinating if you really look into
it. Oh, my God. Cheese is not one of them.
Can I finish?
Sure. Yeah.
Without being judged?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, well,
hello?
No.
So I'm walking through the grocery store. My wife wanted some mozzarella in water.
Yeah. All right.
Hard to find. I'm walking through, and I start looking at the cheese. And they have these little cards on there, and it tells you from what region of the world it came from, how it's aged, how old it is. It gives you all the little details, and I find that fascinating. It's almost like having the cheese farmer's almanac right there in front of me. Right there in front of me.
It was like a museum of cheese.
Can I finish?
It was fascinating. It was just fascinating. Cheese is fascinating.
Can I finish?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I read the first card, and I was intrigued. Fascinating.
Fascinating.
So I decided to read another card. So I went down the line of cheeses and read and actually sniffed a couple.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I did.
Yeah.
I did. I picked a couple up and sniffed them. I don't think that's bad in a store. You can sniff stuff, right?
You can sniff the cheese because it's fascinating. Yeah. It's absolutely fascinating.
My favorite is the blue cheese.
Right.
I got to tell you, I love blue cheese.
But guess which kind he doesn't like? The Swiss cheese.
Oh,
you know why?
The Swiss cheese.
Yeah.
I don't like buying stuff with holes in it.
It's a ripoff. He said the Swiss cheese is a ripoff.
I'm not paying for holes.
I'm not going to do it. Why'd you pay full price for cheese when it has holes in it?
There are people.
It was fascinating to me.
There are people. They get fascinated by various things in life. Okay? And I'm sure that you've got a couple little silly things that you get fascinated with. But I for some reason, I get in the grocery store and I can find an aisle. For example, I love the Asian food aisle. I love it. There's a lot of that stuff I don't know.
Uh-huh.
So I'll just sit and read it.
Wow.
I'll bring my chair in.
A lawn chair.
Yeah.
A cooler.
Why don't you get a book?
A sandwich.
Maybe buy a book or something. I'll buy you the book of cheese.
Jamie, we're just different. I'm into cheese and you like $1,000 shoes. Okay? There's a big difference between you and I on certain things. I like cheese. I love to read about the cheese.
Yeah. Okay? I don't like to read about shoes. I just like to purchase them. And it's only $30 a month. So there.
All right, enough said.
Yeah,
enough said.
Yeah.
All right, we're all weird.
Cheese
we all have these.
Cheese is fascinating. It's just fascinating, you guys.
Quirks, I call it. We have quirks. Mine happens to be cheese. Blue cheese. Give it a try. It's good.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Jay and Jamie.
We're getting closer to the backdrop. The big backdrop in Parker.
I thought you said backdrop.
Bag.
Bag drop.
B-A-G.
Got it.
We're going to do it Friday morning, 7:40, Parker. We'll give you the location, the exact location, 7 a.m. Friday morning.
I'm so excited.
Are you?
Yeah, because these are fun.
Wow.
Thank you.
I'm excited, too, because it might be our last one.
Yeah. Well, we're both excited.
Yeah. I got a feeling they'll come through. We'll end up with more bags.
I don't think
we'll,
so.
We'll have more stops. Loveland will come to see you. Longmont.
Here, I think some people are burnt out on
Castle Rock. We'll head it down to your way. Aurora.
Yeah.
Golden, Colorado. Yeah. Right there at the Coors.
You can
building.
Put your fascinating cheese in it.
A bag and a free beer there at Coors.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Everybody have a great day today. It's going to be hot. Going to be 95 for a high. And then fire danger continues. And we just got to get through it. That's all.
By
Powerball
God.
Tonight.
Powerball. You got to get your tickets.
Over $600 million.
Man, somebody's life might change tonight.
Seriously.
Man.
$643 million.
And if it's not me, I always get angry when somebody wins.
You do?
Yeah. Makes me mad.
Well, somebody has to win probably at some point.
I know.
Hopefully it's you.
But that's my attitude is that when I see these big jackpots, I dream about them. And when somebody else wins them, I just get all.
Some guy in Vermont won like, I don't know, $200 million. And he said the first thing he was going to buy is a zero-turn lawnmower, riding lawnmower.
Those are pretty sweet.
Yeah, every man's dream.
Yep.
Move those levers.
Right?
Oh, turn on a dime.
Nice.
Yep, I love.
What he's going to buy with this.
Good luck, everybody. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a good day and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.